Hi there, Christoph Trapp with the Authentic Storytelling Project. And today I want to talk about brands who are doing a nice job sharing human stories, you know, like about employees or people involved with the organization, that sort of thing. And that is really admirable that they're trying that and that they're sharing stories that people can relate to, because we all relate to other humans and we relate to their stories. But interestingly, brands can also take that too far. So what they might do all day long, they share, or all week long, they share stories about people. You know, here is employee A, or here is employee B, and here's what they do, and they've been with us for so long, and here's how they help you, and here's why you should love them, and people do love them, and all this stuff. It's basically their authentic story, and it's great to see. I wish more people would share authentic stories and just kind of open up a little publicly and share meaningful things. But it's also a fine line to just sharing stuff that is irrelevant, right? So if you have a great story around an employee, but you kind of forget about sharing content around the product that said employee is actually working with or working on, and you're not sharing information around that on your site, on social media, you might be missing out with your audience. So they might be going on there and they're like, oh, this is a good story about this employee, but how do I sign up for X, or how do I buy Y? So something to think about. It's not just about sharing stories. It's about sharing relevant stories that connect with your audience, and authentic ones. So sometimes that can be an employee, but there has to be something that goes a little deeper and that also answers the audience's questions. So if people are looking for answers about a product or a class or whatever else it is that the organization offers, and the only thing that we're sharing are human interest stories around employees and how many friends they have and how many kids they have and whether they're like cats or dogs, that might be interesting to a degree, but if you can't find the other information that you're looking for, those stories are not going to help grow the business, and they even won't help in your content marketing strategy, right? Because what's the point of the content? The point of the content is to, first of all, raise awareness, and then second of all, to build advocates. And thirdly, at some point, you do have to convert people to become customers. Okay, Christoph Trapp here with the Authentic Storytelling Project. I hope everybody keeps sharing relevant and meaningful stories.